Hundreds of immigrant women and children continue to arrive at shelters in San Antonio after being released from federal immigration detention centers in Dilley and Carnes. The flood of asylum seekers follows a judge's order Friday that the centers could not be classified as child care facilities. TPR's Joey Palacios reports San Antonio churches and nonprofits are stepping up to help the immigrants connect with relatives and friends.
Every few hours over the weekend, buses that sometimes transport prisoners pulled up in front of San Antonio's Mennonite Church. But this time, the buses carried mothers and children as young as a few months old. They were all taken into custody as they crossed into the U.S. from Mexico at different times without having official permission to enter. Then they were sent to federal detention centers. On the bus, Pastor John Garland welcomes them.
Bienvenidos. Nosotros estamos operando como una...
He says they started arriving Friday night.
We got a call that Immigration and Customs Enforcement was going to drop off close to 200 people. We got some volunteers together and we began setting up our church as a emergency shelter.
The women and children come from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. All they have are the clothes on their backs, a few personal items, and the stories of why they fled their Central American homes. Ana Perez says she left El Salvador with her 12-year-old daughter to protect her. Perez says she had a lot of trouble with gangs. They wanted her daughter to be used for sex. So they fled, traveling by train and bus to the United States border, where they surrendered to immigration officials and were taken to Dilley. After months of legal wrangling, immigrant advocates convinced a state judge the detention centers in Dilley and Carnes, some of the largest in the country, were not satisfactory places to hold children and their mothers. The judge denied licensing the centers as child care facilities. So immigration officials are releasing immigrants like Perez. The asylum seekers are now in the care of RIASIS, a San Antonio-based immigrant and refugee assistance agency. Justin Tullius, executive director, says they're providing food and medicine.
And a place to stay here until they're able to make arrangements for the next leg of their journey to where they're going to be going while they finish out their cases here in the United States.
In the Mennonite Church sanctuary, the pews have been moved and mattresses are spread across the floor. Children are occupied with used toys and they thumb through picture books. RIASIS is helping these immigrants find family and friends in the U.S. they can stay with. Luis Medina is an immigration attorney and volunteer.
So some people don't have travel arrangements, so we're contacting their families, but volunteers are only here for a few hours. And so, for example, I've been receiving phone calls, you know, on my phone that I lent out to people, and they're trying to get a hold of their family members and whatnot.
Close to 500 immigrants are expected to pass through the San Antonio shelters. Ana Perez says she and her daughter will now travel to Boston to stay with a friend who lives there, who she met in El Salvador. He's bought them two plane tickets. Another woman from Guatemala, who doesn't want to be named, is heading to Miami. She spent 12 days in Dilley with her son after traveling through Mexico into the U.S. She's escaping Guatemala to get away from her uncle, who wants to kill her son. Volunteers are providing translation services, food, medicine, blankets, and clothes. The flood of people is overwhelming. Mattresses are everywhere, including the cafeteria and upstairs hallway. Although the immigrants are released from federal custody, they must still check in with Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
All of these folks are going to be appearing before an immigration judge, and that's to establish to the judge that they are in danger back in their country and to show the reason for the persecution that they face.
It's unclear how many detainees immigration officials released from the Carnes and Dilley detention centers or what they'll do with other women and children illegally crossing into the United States. Immigration officials have not responded to our inquiries about how they plan to proceed. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.